Welcome back to this oh-so-serious news that didn't quite make the headlines. So as to acclimatise anyone who's just tuned in, which would surprise me as it's like, you know, 5:15 a.m. or something, here's what our shock expose from Japan uncovered.
Baka!
Fool.
Thrust your manhood.
What? I don't think I'm that way in class.
Oi! Man Yudase!
What? Oh.
Johnny. Shinji.
Johnny, believe in yourself. Thrust your manhood at grasping.
No, really. I don't have a clue what you mean. I guess I'll just stick to the tactic of firing loads of lasers. Ha!
So
we have lost.
What?
Johnny, big boy 01, let loose its super loser power. Isn't it great how the main character gets protected by a convenient hidden power?
Yes it is, and I'm leaving now and avoiding coming back at all costs. So, with this impact being so clearly made in Japan, how does it fare on this side of the world? By this side of the world, I am of course referring to America, and not merry old England, ho ho ho. We find out from arguably the worst source possible, the American production studios themselves. Johnny Wallbank continues to report. Well, yeah, start the music again. I'm here at AD Blurry Studios, where work is underway on translating the epic and frankly ridiculous Neon Exodus Evangelism to English. The project has been underway for a while now, and under the alias of Captain Awesome, I decided to see what sort of impact these people hope to make on the market. I'm here with Eileen Watson, who got into anime from watching it in Korea. Eileen, thanks for joining me.
No probs.
Oh dear God. Sorry to ask, and this may seem a bit personal, but are you male or female?
Haha! I'm female, I think.
Quite. Yes. So, what sort of vision do you hope to project with the American translation of Neon Exodus Evangelism?
Well, having given a lot of thought to the show, we decided that it was largely focused on heavy subtext, such as cake.
Cake? I have to admit that I didn't get that impression when I went to Japan.
Yes, well, we have to modify the show somewhat to make it appeal to a wider market. It's already ridiculously narrow. I mean, to compare, did you ever listen to Super RPG Adventure? That must have appealed to, like, 5 people. What a crock of
Perhaps you could show us how you hope to achieve this image.
Okay, I guess I could do that. Michael.
Eileen.
Can you explain that to me?
It's a kind of proactive way of training for the voiceovers. We have to act surprised every time we see each other, just as everyone does in the animation. David?
Yeah, you're right.
No, completely wrong. Brush up or brush out.
Brush up or brush out? What?
Come on, I'll take you to the production studio. Now this is where it all happens. Right now, we're working on one of the most poignant scenes in the anime.
Okay, I see. Can you tell us what's happening in this scene?
The main character, David, is revealing feelings of angst toward Angela.
But hang on a sec, I thought the characters were called...
Another change we had to make to appeal to Western audiences. Oh, they're just about to add the changes to the original.
Das geht das.
Namida, baka desu.
Nani sugda yo!
Oddly moving, despite the fact I think both the characters were played by the wrong gender.
You think that's good? Just wait until we show you the changed version.
Angela! Why are you not returning my calls to me? Please talk to me! Damn you! You're a silly cake-eating girl! And a spoony bard!
What do you think?
I think I'm leaving.
Well, I think that explains everything we need to hear about America's presence in anime. We've just got enough time to take some of your calls. First call's coming in from the New York area. Hello, Andy. You're through to the NTD QMTH studios. You're alive.
Yeah. Dude, what's like with the whole anime history? What a crockish!
I can, in fact, put you through to our panel of experts. Mr. Killy, I believe you have something that you want to share. Thanks for your call, Dave. I hope we could help. Next caller, please, is Jamie from LA. Hello, Jamie, NTD QMTH. You're alive.
Hey, man. I totally dig this show. I'm so glad I could finally hook up with a fan of Neon Exodus Evangelism. Don't you just think the mech fights are so awesome? Like the way in Episode 7, Big Boy 1 uses his wobbly sword to totally kick the butts of all those Glockenspiel. I love the 30-second slow-mo bit. That's totally rad. Don't you just love it? I wish I lived in Japan, man. Don't you? I think the whole thing about cakes and stuff is, like, way cool. Especially if you can understand it. I had to watch the anime, like, 16 times. Back to back to get the hang of it. I think Studio Panix had such a totally awesome vision.
Yes. Next call is from a Mr. Wogan of Pennsylvania. Hello, Mr. Wogan. Thanks for calling. Welcome to NTD QMTH. You're alive? Hello? No, I'm sorry, folks, but I fear he isn't alive after all. Next call, please, is an international caller from Covent... Oh, God, it's my wife. Hello, Sarah. What do you mean? But we've talked about doing it. No, come on, we've discussed this. You just slide it in the back and turn it on. What do you mean it's full to the brim?
It's full to the brim.
It's stuck.
Yeah.
Try wiggling it around a bit. In and out? Right, now you've plugged in the USB hard drive. You just... No, the Windows folder does not need cleaning. Right, okay. No, you're not fat and useless, but I wish you wouldn't call me at work. Okay, let's try... Double-click on my computer. Yeah, then go through the C drive and tell me what folders there are so I can help you delete them. Yes. 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 Yep. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yes, all right. Yes. 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 Yeah. Ah, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yes. 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 Yeah, is the... Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Open that one. No, we're on second thoughts. Don't. No, 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 no. Formatting the drive is not helpful. I'll call you. Don't touch anything. And would like to apologise to that Miss... Yeah. Anyway, I've just received an email on my laptop from Amazon, stating that my order's being... Mike from right here in Boston. It reads...
After listening to your broadcast, what makes you think you'll ever have anyone becoming a member of the station? You've alienated your audience, you've completely missed the point of what you were talking about, and whenever someone builds up to the climax of their critique, you always have to cut them off. Your exposes reveal little to nothing about the Japanese animation industry, and you have a violent, unhelpful approach to interviews. Personally, I think you should go back to basics.
Fascinating and thought-provoking stuff there, Mike. However, your logic is flawed in several ways. Firstly, I didn't actually cut off the voiceover whilst it read your email, proving that that point's completely null and void for one. Furthermore, I think it's safe to say that you smell absolutely terrible, probably, which would introduce crucial weaknesses to the rest of your arguments. Nice try, though. So... to surmise, what has this taught us about anime and Japanese culture in general? If only that were a rhetorical question. I think we discover that the Japanese really like their anime, and so do we. Probably, maybe. Look, to be honest, I lost the will to live at about the point I got into Big Boy 01. I personally will gain a lot from the experience, such as how to evade Tristan's extreme anger, and all the other...
Johnny, yes.
Big Boy 01 wants to fight with you forever.
Look, please, really, you don't want me to keep making this sort of utter bollocks, do you? You know we couldn't end this without requesting that our valued listeners become members of this station. You know you want to pick up the phone right now and call 617-578-8890, preferably with credit card details. And if there's anyone else in your house, don't wake them up, don't wake them up. No, we don't want that. This deal, from what I can see, is a win-win situation for you, our valued listeners. Have I said that once? Yes. But after this travesty of a show, you may question why we're calling you a valued listener, and... honestly, I love you all, platonically. But as you've heard, there's only so much you can do with 4 days of sound effects and a trial version of Gold Wave. At the very least, if you become a member, you can encourage WERS bosses to get rid of me, or at least so I can afford to pay rent on my second production equipment. That number again, 617-578-8890. And finally, just to illustrate a point, I'm going to apply all the random and restricted audio filters I can find to the next thing I say, which is that number your brain's screaming, "Yes, Mama, dial me!"
617-578-8890.
You're gonna do the right thing. Because WERS isn't that bad, normally.